Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 27th. I'm here live from the Peppermill Resort and Casino in Reno, Nevada. Spent all day on planes yesterday and woke up very early. It's 7 a.m. here on the West Coast. But I'm here to talk to you about Big Brother Canada 6 and its live feeds and what happened yesterday. And with me is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing great, man. I'm here thinking hopefully after this you can get yourself a nice continental breakfast of some sort.
They don't have continental breakfasts here. They just have like a diner.
Oh, that's better is what that is.
It is better, but
yeah, I'm all also for that.
Expensive. I forgot the other thing that I was going to say, but we're here to talk to you about the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds. Oh, the thing I was going to say is that since I am in Reno and am working off of a laptop and hotel internet, unfortunately, we were not able to get the stream to work for both Facebook and YouTube. Also, the one on the Rob Has a Website website page is incorrect. So hopefully you can find the chat room where I posted the link to this video. I also tweeted it out and I posted a thing on Facebook to find us here on YouTube where it's safe and we can be watched. And I'm sorry for the glare, but it's dark in here. All right, let's get started because we were looking forward to the day yesterday because we knew what was going to happen to Veronica. And she had to go and make it just a little bit sweeter right before the feeds cut for the veto ceremony, doing some trash talking to Kirsten and Mikey, saying some pretty nasty things. Not my favorite, I have to say. Definitely not my favorite, Booyah.
No, she definitely, what she did was expose her angel persona to the entire nation and beyond. It was pretty harsh and was pretty hard to listen to, especially knowing one of the people, kind of getting a little bit of a rage going. But I'm more shocked that she just full on got to say all the things she said. Like, I am shocked about what she said, but at the same time, I'm not. But I'm more shocked that she got to say it. I mean, we did hear production say, or Big Brother say, don't talk about production. Obviously, water off a duck's back for her because she just kept talking about it. So, Plur definitely has a potty mouth. Safe to say.
Yes. They tried shutting it down. They were like, don't talk about production. Don't talk about production. But she was like, she had to continue to get it in. Like, no. I don't like that other girl. She was nervous. She doesn't look as good as me. And also Mikey, he was a douche. She really needed to get that in there.
Had to let us know he's a douche. Just yeah. Had to.
Mm-hmm. So the feeds go down for the veto ceremony, and of course we end up losing a lot of the immediate reaction to mm-hmm. the veto ceremony because the feeds do not come back up for a few hours after. They also come up and we find that the whole house is on slop. They're all have-nots. And we don't have a concrete reason as to why. Perhaps it was Veronica disobeying their don't talk about production order, or it may have just been the kind of thing that Big Brother Canada producers are like to do.
Yeah. So the way the house is thinking about it, they think it's got to do with the fact that they've been cursing, they've been flipping off Big Brother on the cameras, they've been neglecting the sleeping rules. But I think ultimately it can turn around and like you could probably pinpoint it on a couple of people. I don't know if it was the whole house. I would like to talk about the anomaly that is Erica, who's been safe for 4 weeks, but also has been on slop for three of them, which is amazing to me. It's like, poor Erica. Even on her HOA, she couldn't get it. I mean, Olivia had to make them some kind of Cheerios breakfast dinner concoction to get them all to not be have-nots. And they still all ended up have-nots. So I don't know how that works.
It's the price she pays for safety is, you know,
it's the bill.
She has to be a have not in order to be safe. All right. Yes. So, Johnny and Veronica are talking and Johnny ends up crying in this conversation, which is a very bad look for Johnny. He'll continue to have a bad look throughout most of the day here. We talked about it yesterday. That it's a tricky situation to be where Johnny is, where you have an ally who you know is going up on the block and you have to pretend that you're not okay with it, but at the same time, pretend that you are okay with it with the people that are doing it. Johnny is trying to walk that line, I think, and he's erring a bit. And by a bit, I mean way too much on the side of Veronica over the other allies, Erica and Allie and Liv, who put her up. And so everyone basically saw him crying. I don't even know if this was the first time he was crying or if he had cried earlier as well. But he feels bad. And again, I don't even know if this is an act because that first episode we saw, you know, or the second episode, he was pretending to cry. And he seems very concerned about making sure that Veronica doesn't blow his game up later on in the day. So overall, I he might be trying to do something here. It might be genuine. Either way, it's a bit much. But yeah.
I agree. I think it was a bit too much emotion coming out from him. As you mentioned, he has been able to show us that he's able to fake cry when he needs to. I think the problem here is that he does this. He quickly realizes that other people did not like that he did this. And then for the next couple hours, he kind of, every person that walks into a room that he's in, he apologizes for it. Like, I watched him interact with Allie and immediately she comes in first where he says, like, sorry for being emotional. And I was like, if you apologize for that, that is not a good look either. Like, it's not correcting that look either. So I think he was just trying to play it safe. I feel like Johnny's done a good job thus far to be able to be good with everybody. And I think this was a situation for him where he wanted to simultaneously, you know, go with his crew, but also make Veronica feel like he didn't know and he's upset for her genuinely. Because when the feeds came back on, he was... pretty briefly, within like 20 minutes, he was there sitting with Veronica talking for like a good 30, 40 minutes, just like calming her down and listening to her talk and how she's about to go about the day.
Yes. So then Veronica has a conversation with Erica where she also gets Erica to cry. Luckily, not as publicly for Erica. So it's not going to harm her as much. And she also is the one that put Veronica on the block, so nobody's gonna be concerned that Erica has turned. But Veronica really laying on the guilt trip thick. And the thing that Erica is holding on to in this conversation as Veronica's like, this isn't fair. I can't believe you did this to me. I didn't even get to play in the veto. You know, Big Brother shouldn't work like this. you're just laying it on thick. And the thing that she keeps saying, I've always been straight with you. I've always been straight with you. I was always on your side. And so Erica's like, all right, let's have a conversation when things have calmed down. You can lay everything out to me and we'll see where it goes from there. Even in this conversation, I was thinking what Erica is doing right now is in order to alleviate her guilt, she's saying, I'm going to give Veronica an opportunity to come clean to me about the Hinkie vote. And if she doesn't, thank God I don't have to feel guilty anymore. And she basically confirms that later on in the day. Veronica continuing to deny this vote is just, she can't even make someone feel guilty anymore because of this. She's just like, it's ruining every part of her game.
The only time that Hinkie vote was good for her was in the first 45 minutes after the eviction when everyone was still unclear. Once people started realizing it's her, it's just been ruining her game minute by minute. And for the people who have not caught this interaction between Erica and Veronica, I would get you to go back and watch last night's live episode, because Veronica essentially verbatim was repeating the same five things she said in the episode, which was, I'm with you. I will gun for the veto for you. I will put my life on the line for you. I want to go to the end with you. You're my person. I want to protect you. You know, if you put me, like, it was the exact same argument. And for me, I'm sitting there watching this go on for a good 35, 40 minutes. And I'm thinking, she's not going to be able to vote. You right now, you don't need her. Like, you can do all this later, Veronica. Go figure out where your votes lie. Go figure out if you have votes to even have this plea here for a potential tiebreaker. It was a lot of emotion. And like right before that, she was talking to Johnny, and Johnny was like, yeah, no, I would say don't campaign today. Let everything settle. Go to. He's like, okay, yeah, I think I'm with you. I think that's a good idea. Erica, can I talk to you? Boom. All this stuff happens. And I almost feel like Erica's crying wasn't fake. I think Erica's tears were real, but I think it was one of those things where it's like, oh, if I can just cry for like 3 minutes, maybe she'll back off because I can walk out of this conversation. Because the more and more Veronica kept repeating the same four sentences, I was like, if I'm Erica, I will agree and say anything to get out of this conversation and then want her out even more than I did before this conversation. It really did not help her at all. And this Hinkie vote coming back up, once they have this sit down that they want to have tomorrow, today or tomorrow, and she's going to try and make Veronica say all the things. We both know she's going to try and avoid this Hinkie vote anyways. That's the one thing she needs to say, not all this other filler she's giving us.
Yeah. Oh, Veronica. So then we have a conversation with Will and Maddie. Will is already starting to campaign to keep Veronica in the house, really going hard on it too. Like, oh, Maddie, you're going home next week. If Veronica leaves, everyone's coming after you. You need Veronica in this house. And, Maddie's like, I don't know about that. After Will leaves this conversation, Maddie's like, says to the cameras, I don't think I can vote to keep Veronica. I just don't know if I can do that. She kind of wants to. Veronica is a nice, juicy target ahead of her, theoretically. It certainly worked this week. But she's not sure that she can because it might harm her game. And I think her instincts are good there. I don't think there's much she can do to save Veronica. And she will continue to be a bit wishy-washy throughout the day, which is exactly what happened with Jesse, and it's going to make some people angry yet again.
Being the unknown when the house is this fluid is literally the worst thing you can do for yourself. And while I am someone who's rooting for Maddie and who wants to see Maddie do well, the fact that no one can exactly pinpoint where her head is at, and the fact that even her own allies see her like oscillating back and forth between Veronica Marin, that is no good right now. She is exactly the type of person I could see being taken out in the double on Thursday because of the whole unknown variable situation. So Maddie, while I think throughout the day there were arguments made by her own allies that keeping Veronica is best for us, at the same time, it kind of seems like Maddie's going to end up doing whatever she feels majority's doing last second. So we'll see how the house crumbles and where her vote will end up lying. But all of that yesterday for me was not a good look for Maddie. Also, I think Paris and Will do not like the fact that Maddie's acting like she convinced Erica to take her off the block, like she had a hand in it, when in fact, this has been pretty much laid out since Thursday night that should anything change, Veronica's going to go up. So just too much hubris for my liking.
Yeah, Maddie is, I don't think she is a good player with this many people in the house. I think that she has a lot of knowledge, and I think that she has, she has a good head on her shoulders in terms of strategy and what she needs to do, but just socially, she's not there. She talks to people in a way that's very strange. Like, you know, I don't, it's just, it doesn't really work. I saw somebody on Twitter say like, it's like she's in a job interview or something. Like, she's using like management terms. It doesn't really work. However, I do think that she is the kind of player where if people sleep on her long enough toward the end of the game, when there's not as many people and the social dynamics don't matter quite as much, that's when she can become really dangerous. So if they sleep on her, which they really might not because they aren't, then things could turn around. But sorry, Maddie. I love your Twitter account, and I like that you're a fan, but you're really dropping the ball here. So Will and Hamza have a conversation. This is an interesting dynamic because they're talking about potentially saying Veronica. Hamza obviously says, like, oh, I'm depending on giving Marin. Marin's my boy. But, you know, I'd be open to something else. Will bring the compliance, which up until this point basically hasn't been spoken of ever since it was conceived. Mm-hmm. Hamza's like, oh, that's a thing. That's still a thing. Okay. Well, if that's still a thing, then sure. Yeah, I guess I would, vote to save Veronica since she's a part of that. But you know, that Dayla, I bet they're gonna flip on us. Those monsters. Oh boy, what a shame. We're gonna have to go after them, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Hamza sulked a lot before he started moving last night or yesterday. And this was kind of the start of it for him, where he's like, Marin's my boy. I just don't think I can vote against him, but Veronica would be better for us. But then, oh, five companies still a thing? All right, let's go. Let's move it. I'm with this crew. Let's do whatever this crew wants to do. But then two of them I don't really trust. But I'm good with where this is going to go. Hamza's really interesting for this vote in particular, I feel, because I feel like he's someone who has an inner turmoil where he's not sure where he's going. He's not sure if he's going to be going for Marin. He's not sure if he's going to be going for Veronica. He will end up, by the end of the night, kind of pinpointing where he wants to go, which direction he wants to take. But Hamza's arguments have been very iffy to me. And I feel like until his conversation with Erica later in the day, I wasn't quite clear where his head was at. So he's going to be one to watch all the way leading to Thursday, I feel like, on the live feeds.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, I think that Hamza is somebody that he's obviously very easily swayed. So there's that. But he's also somebody that just like very quickly will just spill out a bunch of nonsense and doesn't really care about who he's lying to or anything like that. And I think that he is firmly on board with Marin. And unless something changes, right, it's just a matter of like what he's telling other people. I don't even know if that's working super well, as we'll see later on in the day. Now that Five's company is back in play, we'll get some more talk about that. Johnny and Erica have a conversation. This is another, like, Johnny kind of not handling it super well. Yes. He would like to continue to pretend he was not in on this plan, potentially even vote to keep Veronica in the house just to keep up appearances. They also get into a bit of a disagreement about whether or not they can trust Derek and Kayla, how far they should be bringing them along. Johnny seems to, he has a real thing for those two. He really wants to take them out. And Erica's like, no, I think we can trust them. And I gotta say, Johnny is right to be worried about them. He's wrong to not be worried about Paris, but he's right to be worried about Kayla because she is a very dangerous player. And Kayla should not trust her. However, Johnny should not trust Paris, and he's talking about bringing Paris and Will along. He certainly can trust them more than Dayla, so I get where he's coming from. But being so openly anti Kayla and Derek could really, really harm him, especially with how much he's been dragging his feet with this Veronica thing.
Yeah, I think my worry with Johnny now is starting to seep in. I feel like up until this point, pretty much the eviction Johnny wanted, Johnny has gotten, and that has given him a level of confidence that he is working with now. And what comes with that level of confidence is confidence in his decisions and therefore believing what he is seeing to be truth and nothing but the truth. So by overlooking Paris, by overlooking Will, he is also overlooking Dayla, because his alliance, this foursome that is slowly solidifying, name withstanding, because they were trying to come up with a name, they keep going back to Johnny's Angels, it hasn't completely formulated there, but Erica, Liv, Allie, and Johnny are this four that are coming together and are about to become a strong component of the house. But Johnny wants to have more. Johnny wants to have more alliances. He wants to have more connections. He wants to have more pull. And I think the way he's going about it is wrong. I think he was playing it up too much yesterday before even anything went down about how torn he is. And he really does want to not vote out Veronica. He's still kind of, you can tell he wants Marin out. And he had a couple moments with Olivia later in the day where he's like, like what I want isn't really going to happen, but I guess like I can do this. And then, as you mentioned, he's trying to convince Erica, like, oh, is it fine if I just vote my own way anyways? Which they end up briefly agreeing on somewhat, and then later on, not so much. So we'll get to that as well. Overall, what I'm trying to say here is that I'm not worried for Johnny when I shouldn't be. Just because I feel like Johnny still wants to do more than he needs to in week four. Like, he can still be fine if he just went to the hot tub and hung out for the day. But Johnny doesn't seem to have that stop button, really.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's as bad as some other people in the house. I just think that, you know, I would have hoped that he would be a little more open to trying to pivot. Because, look, Johnny keeps saying, you know, I need Veronica in this game, or at least like taking Veronica out of this game is a hindrance to my game. That doesn't have to be true. This house is so fluid that you can pivot and you can change and you can make it so that it is beneficial for your game. That's how open and fluid this house is. Mm-hmm. I would like for Johnny to see that. He certainly hasn't made any mistakes that are so grave that he can't come back from them. Not really necessarily playing any worse than anyone else in the house right now. I would have had higher hopes for him, leading into this.
Yeah, no, right. That's absolutely fair. And I feel like that's exactly what I'm feeling as well, because I would like to think that, like, it's like a situation now where it's like, I think last update I said, I see Johnny being safe for 4 weeks. Now it's like, I might see it be 3 weeks. Like, it's diminished, but it's still fine. At the same time, the problem is because Johnny, like, they're trying to figure out why Johnny wants this, right? They're trying to, like, justify Johnny's reasoning for it. And the general consensus that people are coming on to now, or specifically Erica, is that, oh, Johnny thinks that Veronica would take the shots he can't or doesn't want to take. So that would be me. Like, he wants her in so she can come after me. And that is not a good look for him. He needs, if he's trying to solidify some of these bonds, he needs to just understand that this game is adaptive. Like, it's very fluid. You can adapt easy. No one is completely attached to another to the point where it's set in stone. The line isn't drawn in the sand. And like, based on his social capabilities, he should understand that he is capable of changing this to make it better for himself with or without Veronica. So don't fret too much on Veronica staying. It's really not that impactful for you.
Yes. So then we have a conversation with Paris and Kayla, which turns out to be a very important conversation. Paris is trying to find out where Kayla stands on the Veronica vote. And just in general, Kayla is not giving Paris much. So Paris really starts to push. And Paris says that, hey, look, I think that Veronica could be useful to take some shots at the other side. Like, people like Allie and Liv, they're the ones that got Veronica on the block. They're very dangerous. You need to be wary of them because they're fake to you. Just essentially just really pushing, like, maybe we should be keeping Veronica in this house. And Kayla, who secretly is working with Liv and Allie, who very much wants Veronica out of the house, is taking this in and 100% planning on spreading this to the two of them at her earliest convenience, which happens to not be early enough. I'm gonna quickly try to close these shades as you respond.
Do it. Yeah. So the way the scene is set right now with Paris and with Kayla, Paris clearly has had conversations with Will and Maddie, and they kind of want to keep Veronica. So now they're putting in this play to try and get Dayla in on with them so that they have the numbers. They have the numbers solidified. They can do that. However, the problem here is Paris is playing too much. Again, this is another situation for Paris where Paris is similar to Johnny in the sense that I feel like she'd be okay if she just calmed down and didn't do too much. But we're seeing Paris really try and push this agenda, really trying to sell Dela on it, but then also later in the night go and like sell Dela under the bus. It's not a good look for Paris, but at the same time, it's because Kayla's doing really, really well too. I feel like if Paris was doing this to maybe a couple other people instead, she'd get away with it scot-free. But right now, it's looking like this battle of Kayla versus Paris will be a fun one to watch in the weeks to come.
Yes, lots of fun stuff, lots of fun battles. You know, Payla's. that would be a good name for their battle. Paris and Kayla are ending up in a kind of battle here. Obviously, you know, Johnny and Paris were in a bit of a battle last week. Johnny and Kayla are in a bit of a battle as well. I really see those three as the pillars of the strategy right now. And they're all kind of subtly poking at each other, but also trying to work with each other. And it's all very interesting stuff. Lighting in here sucks. Sorry about that. Maddie just in general just continues, as we talked about with Maddie, continues to be wishy-washy throughout the day, is telling way too many people about how not grateful she is that Erica took her off the block. Like, oh, she was going to do that anyway. Whatever. I don't owe her anything. And that's going to get back to Erica, and Erica's not going to be happy to hear it. Come on, Maddie.
It's like you came off the block. Wake up on Thursday. Why do you care about anything now? Like, relax, have fun, be involved in conversations, but you're okay now. They're not looking at you. By the end of the night, they are looking at you again. And that is only bad for your game. I feel like someone who would have not been looked at for the double eviction now could really be looked at by a handful of people. So I want Maddie to do well, but at the same time, I worry for Maddie coming up the next couple of weeks, honestly.
Yes. We then get Hamza and Marin, and this is when Hamza lets Marin know, okay, look, I am keeping you. Don't worry. But I'm pretending that I'm willing to keep Veronica. I'm definitely not. You're my boy. Everything's fine. Here's the problem. Five's company. What's Five's company? Five's company is an alliance that started last week. Don't worry, I wanted to include you on it, but that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that Dela is going to vote to keep Veronica. It would be bad for you. You need to rally some votes. I want to work with you, and I want to keep you in this game. But that's what we have to worry about. This is not the last person that Hamza plans on telling about Five's company. He says, I'm going to go tell Erica as well, because I want to make sure that the votes are there to keep you. Marin's got Hamza as an ally. I'm not entirely sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, though.
Well, based on the way Marin's been doing on his own campaigning, I can't tell which one is worse. If Hamza's his mouthpiece or he's his own mouthpiece. It's kind of horrible on both ends, in a way. But I enjoy Merritt for what he is. Like, he's not giving me flair, he's not giving me strategy, certainly. He is one of the more fun people to watch socialize in the house, I will say that. And I like that being on the block essentially as the pawn this week from the beginning is forcing him to start getting this rust out, start making him learn about how to campaign, making him learn about how to approach people. Obviously, he's not doing a good job right now, but this is good practice for the later ons of the game, if he makes it there. So I think Hamza bringing up Five's company and like telling everybody about, or as many people as he can, is both a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because more people will realize that Dela have way more allegiances and connections in the house than they may have originally had. But also, he's attached to the project, so that kind of makes him also exposed in a way. But the way Hamza talks typically is, I don't care demeanor. This doesn't really matter to me. I'm just being a straight shooter. I'm just letting you know to set you up because I don't care. Like, I want you to know. That also helps him. Hamza's just weird, Taryn. Hamza's weird because when you talk to him, certainly as a viewer, I'm listening to him. Like, yeah, if I was getting all of this from Hamza, I would feel fine with Hamza. I'd be like, no, he's looking out for me. This is great. Like, he's clearly, he's got my back. But at the same time, he doesn't care. At the same time, I don't think he's going to go to bat for me. But, like, he cares enough to give me information. I really don't. Hamza's an anomaly in so many ways this season. And it's kind of a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, it's a lot of strange stuff coming from Hamza. He does go and he talks to Erica, and he just drops all the knowledge, all the knowledge that he knows from last week. Because, like, for Hamza, like, all he had knowledge. He had knowledge of most of the house. He had some. He was missing some parts, but all of that basically stopped at the end of last week. And he nobody told him anything after that. But he tells her all about Five's company. He says, you know, you got to be careful of them. Dayla, they're playing the house. If I win HOH, which I'm going to be gunning for, I'm going to be targeting that showmance because they are dangerous. They're playing all sides. He says, you also have to watch out for Maddie and Paris because they're going to do what Will wants to do. He's very concerned about this vote for Marin. And he's telling Erica this. He wants her to know about the potential pitfalls where the votes could for Veronica could lie. And then another interesting thing is that he also tells Erica, look, Johnny, Will, and Veronica have an alliance that they made last week. And this is kind of true because Hamza, Will, and Veronica made an alliance last week that they kind of included Johnny in on, but Johnny was not ever a solidified part of that. Hamza basically just swaps himself out for Johnny here. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's just, I again... This is like a Carolyn thing where, like, I don't know if Hamza genuinely believes this or if he's just saying this because he's afraid that Johnny's going to vote to keep Veronica. But this is the one that Erica doesn't believe. And I guess rightfully so, to some extent.
Yeah, no, she discounts this completely. But however, I have to go back to Hamza and Erica have the strangest bond in this house. As Erica mentions later in the night, she says, I love him. We've got each other's backs, but our games do not match up in any way. And I definitely kind of see it to be that way. He is concerned, and he rightfully should be, because obviously there are murmurs in the house. There are people moving around. This isn't a clear-cut unanimous vote. My favorite part of Hamza's interactions yesterday actually was with Ryan, when him and Ryan walk into a room and Ryan's like, well, this is the easiest week so far. I know where my vote's going. And Hamza's like, it's not as easy as you think. And Ryan's like, it is. Like, no, don't. Like, it's not as easy as you think. And then walks out and Ryan's just standing there like, oh, okay. I guess so. Hamza's going to try and do what he does best. And that's to get people to realize that this is a game. This isn't kumbaya. Let's do some things. Let's go crazy. And while typically you might think this is not a week he needs to do that, it actually is turning out to be a week where he probably needs to move and pedal and make things happen. And I think by him planting the Fives company seed with Erica and then later having Paris kind of similarly talk about Dayla, if anything, what it's doing is it's exposing Dayla a little more and more. Now, how much do people believe the information that's out there is a question of its own, but it's out there now. It's kind of getting exposed little by little.
Yeah, Veronica going up on the block, at least we didn't see a lot of fallout from that in terms of Veronica. There may have been some, but the feeds were down. We were expecting a big blow up. There wasn't a lot of that on the feeds. However, in terms of strategy, this really blew up the house and exposed all of the power players, basically. As we'll talk about, Paris and Kayla both get exposed. Johnny is out there. Hams is still doing his thing. So Erica's a big target. Everybody has been exposed to some extent because there's still a lot of inner workings and it's not everywhere yet. So a lot of interesting game ramifications for Veronica going up in the block that have nothing to do with Veronica and everything to do with Derek and Kayla, who, because they were playing all sides of the house and they're pretending to be open to the idea of keeping Veronica, they're making Hamza worried. Hamza doesn't need to be worried. They're on board to evict Veronica, but he doesn't know that. So now he's freaking out. He's exposing things, which is making other people worried about Dayla, which is making them make alliances with other people, which is freaking out Kayla. And it's just one big paranoid mess, and it's a lot of fun. So we get Olivia, Allie, and Johnny talking briefly. Olivia's mad at Johnny, as she tends to be. Why are you crying for Veronica? Why are you crying for her? She's coming after us. Get over it. That's Olivia. They Perfect. Do say that they're fine with Johnny voting to keep Veronica if he really wants to, but that's going to change very quickly after Erica has the conversation with them, which she does basically right after. She talks with Hamza about, look, this is what Hamza told me. There's a fives company alliance. I don't know if we can trust Kayla and Derek's vote. What do you guys think?
Yeah. First of all, I've got to say, Olivia has started to grow on me. I thought she was a complete nothing in the house, but like with every passing day, I kind of appreciate her more and more. So there's that.
Now that she has something to do that she doesn't find beneath her, it's a lot more fun.
It's no longer tacky to play the game, and that's a great, great achievement for her. Johnny. This all goes back. So again, we kind of talk about Dayla being exposed. I still don't think enough people believe it necessarily. I know that they're kind of there, and it's got to do with Kayla's ability to quickly fix things. She really quickly heals every wound that is there for them and their name. So that's been going well for now. However, with everything you just said, Taryn, with all these people, all the strategy blowing up, more than ever, I feel like in the last even 3 years, am I excited for this double eviction. Like, everybody stay off social media and let's just watch together at 8 because it's going to be ridiculous. I'm calling it.
Yeah. You know, normally I don't avoid the spoilers just because I already know who's going to be evicted and they never say who wins the HOH anyway. Like, for season 4, season 5, I tried to avoid spoilers and I just realized it was pointless because the only reason I was avoiding spoilers is to not know who won the HOH, but we don't see the HOH in the eviction episode anyway. So it's like, well, it's pointless then, whatever. The double eviction's a different thing. Double evictions can be a lot of fun, so make sure you tune in, and if you want to avoid spoilers, make sure you stay off Twitter for at least 4 hours or so ahead of time, because as soon as Hamster Watch posts those spoilers, even if you just avoid Hamster Watch, there are going to be other people that are talking about it, especially if there's a big surprising outcome. So just stay off social media entirely. Watch it live. So they have this conversation about the Fives Company information, and they're like, what's going on with Kayla? Should we trust her? Do we think we have her vote? We're not sure anymore. We're starting to get worried. We're very mad about Maddie and how she's going to vote with Will. They don't believe that Paris is attached to Will. Paris did a good job there. They believe, because Paris has been talking about, like, I don't trust Will as much anymore. So they don't believe that she's going to do what Will wants. They still think they have her at this point. And they're starting to look at Johnny like, hey, guy, I think we do need your vote here. This is going to be something that's important. We're gonna sort of come back to this conversation later, but that's where they leave it for now. Just they're worried now because Hamza has worried them, and they're starting to worry about the votes. They really are dead in the water if Veronica stays. So they're gonna go around and make sure that things are solid. Marin, in the meantime, has a decent talk with Will, campaigning for himself. It doesn't really get him anywhere too much, but I think it leaves Will with a decent impression of him, to the point where Will then talks with Paris and is asking Paris, like, is it better for my game to just let Veronica go? What do you think? And Paris is like, it's the same thing with me and Jesse, where Jesse, I controlled Jesse, he was a number for me, But now that he's gone, the target on my back has gone away. And so there is some upside for you for sure. Paris is definitely not happy with how much Veronica has lied. She says that Kayla has told her that Veronica is planning on using her or Maddie as a pawn. I didn't catch this. I don't know if this is made up. But Paris is starting to, second guess herself in terms of keeping Veronica potentially. And we're going to see that play out very soon as well. Will also talks about not trusting Hamza as much, because he's worried about the whole Veronica Marin having a vested interest there. And he also mentions that he wants to target Erica, very information packed conversation, getting a sense of where Will's head is at.
Yeah, no, we now know for sure that if Will wins, well, Will said if he wins HOH and Vito.
So yes, he wants to backdoor Veronica or Erica.
Yeah. So that is interesting to find out. And I think this actually is the start of where Paris starts thinking, maybe this isn't a good idea trying to keep her. And Paris did a very smart thing at that point, because I think she was able to get into the ear of the, I don't even know what to call them at this point, like the Johnny's Angels Alliance kind of, before Kayla could last night. And that like little split second fact that she got in right before helped. But also, she's walking a very complicated tightrope, Taryn, because she's still good with Kayla. She still takes Kayla's information as facts. She still plays with that as like actual currency, but then also is kind of pushing her under the bus, kind of exposing her, but they're still good. But then she's kind of pushing her. So it's impressive gameplay until she's caught. And then once she's caught, it's awful gameplay. Now we're talking about how she made missteps and she should have just not said anything. So it's a big tightrope for Paris for me. And then as far as Will goes and his lack of trust for Hamza, I think the fact that Hamza's in between these two people and Will is kind of thinking back to their alliance from last week, most likely, and thinking, well, it should be a no-brainer. Veronica should stay. If I matter to you, Veronica matters to you. And if Veronica matters to you, you keep Veronica. But obviously, Marin's his boy, too. So these two being on the block is worse for Hamza and Will's relationship, just because now Will doesn't know if he can trust Hamza moving forward. But I honestly think once one of them is gone, they'll come back together, it'll all be blown over, and they'll be fine, is what I think.
It's possible. I think Will will be pretty upset if he finds out that Hamza spilled the Fives company info to Erica. That has a very strong possibility of coming out, as we'll talk about as the day progresses. But yes, you're correct. Paris then, this is a very interesting and fun chain of events here that starts with Paris talking with Erica. Just not expected at all. But this is great, right? Paris goes to Erica. She says, look, I want to solidify something with you guys, with you, Allie, Liv, Johnny. Like I want you guys to promise me things. I want to feel comfortable. Like I feel like I've gotten to know you. I feel like we're friends. I want to like make this official. This is like, you know, we've been dating for a while and I really want to be exclusive. Erica's like, yeah, that's reasonable. That sounds reasonable to me. She goes, she gets the other women. She doesn't bring Johnny in on this conversation. But she gets Allie and Liv. They go and they talk to Paris, and they all talk about like, okay, we're going to vote Veronica out. This is going to be good. They discuss Five's company, and how they're a little bit sketched out about Kayla and Derek. So this is all looking good for Paris. Mm-hmm. She now has more information about these women are definitely working together. And now she's included on this. Things are looking up. However, Kayla saw Paris talking to them. Kayla was like, oh no, because Paris was just telling me that these people are sketchy, that they're coming after me, and she wants Veronica gone. She must be playing them. So Kayla immediately after this conversation goes to Olivia and says, dude, you cannot trust Paris. I was trying to tell you, Paris had this conversation with me earlier where she said you guys were sketchy and playing me and that you guys were targeting me and that she was saying I'd be stupid to vote Veronica out of this house. And this freaks Olivia out, who believes mm-hmm. Kayla and runs to Allie and Erica and says, guys, I think we just got played by Paris. I think we just spilled way too much information. This is that feeling in your gut when you're like, oh my God, I just made a huge mistake. I don't know what to do about it. But there's also some back and forth where Erica believes that Paris was genuine. Olivia believes that Kayla was genuine. And they're like, what do we do? Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's telling the truth? Who's not? They ultimately kind of come to the conclusion. Erica believes that Paris was genuine with them. She says, maybe she wasn't sure until she talked to us and now she's going to be okay. And maybe Kayla, she was working with Five's company, but maybe they're probably just playing all sides, keeping themselves covered. But when it comes down to it, I think they're going to vote to get rid of Veronica. I think they're going to vote with us. So I think everything is okay, which is the right read, because they are playing all sides, but they are more on their side than not on their side at the moment. But this whole chain of events was very, very humorous and is leaving everyone very nervous because you've got, Kayla and Paris basically running back and forth, talking to each other. Then they have a conversation after everything ends where Paris says, some new information has come to light. And now I'm thinking we should evict Veronica. Which should be very good for her if this goes back to Erica and Allie and Olivia in the correct way, because it would confirm Erica's theory that she was just considering things before in a different way. And now, after having the conversation with them, she's on board to evict Veronica. But oh boy, was that a whole runaround.
Yeah, no, it was. It's starting to become this one big standoff where everyone is facing each other. Everyone knows everything, but everyone's still playing, keeping up with the charade. This was very, very fun to follow. It really, really was. And I do like how Paris approached Kayla after by saying, I think we should get rid of Veronica, because the first thing that Kayla is going to use to target Paris to that alliance is, she still wants to get rid of Marin. She's keeping Veronica. So once she does that, it kind of diffuses everything. It shows Kayla, or it makes Kayla feel like, okay, Paris is still with me. I don't know what exactly she was talking about there, but she's with me because she's feeding me this information. Like, she still trusts me. Whatever that's going on, she'll tell me. And then simultaneously, it's the same thing with her. I think that the group consensus, them getting to the point where they're like, Paris is now with us, so once she got the reassurances, we're good. And then Kayla and Derek are more with us anyways. They're just kind of trying to be getting all the information from the other ends as well. It shouldn't be a decision they finalize. It shouldn't be like they shouldn't come to that conclusion, but they somehow did, and it is the correct conclusion. So all of this is absolutely amazing. I think moving forward, it's going to be interesting, because definitely there are bits and pieces here with these alliances where I feel like it's starting to become, it'll end up being what the individuals think about each other. So yes, the alliance is good with Paris, but Olivia is shaky on Paris. And then Erica is shaky on Kayla. So then that way it gets interesting, just because now it's like, yeah, the alliance might have like a consensus target, but once the individual gets HOH, what are they going to do? Who are they going to put up? And it's not going to be the exact same as every person in that alliance.
Yeah, everyone is playing everyone. And it's gotten to the point where they don't even care if they're playing the whole house, as long as they're on their side in this moment. Man, there's lots of fun stuff going on. I loved that moment where Olivia and Allie and Eric are just like, oh my God, we just dropped our wallet off of the Empire State Building. Like, we're screwed. So meanwhile, Veronica's pitching to Five's company. They're humoring her. you know, where basically everyone there is not planning on voting for her, Hamza, Dayla, but both Hamza and Dayla think that the other person, the other group, is going to be voting for her. Lots of mass confusion in the Big Brother Canada house.
Yeah.
and so they end up basically... Dayla is saying, oh yeah, yeah, we're definitely you know, considering this and, you know, thinking about every angle, and they're going to continue to pretend that they're willing to keep Veronica, and that's going to be their MO moving forward.
Yeah. And hey, Veronica, you want a tip on how to campaign? Don't make everyone the same promises and then everyone finds out. It's like when one guy DMs 34 girls, forgets that all 34 are attached to the same DM, and now they all know that he messaged everyone. Like, that is exactly what she's doing, and it's flawed. It's bad. She has good points. Sure, obviously she has good points. She's the target ahead of more people. She can do more than Marin. If you vote to keep her, she'll protect you. Yada, 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 yada. But when you're promising this to everyone, now it's like kind of in the Maddie foil where, well, who are you lying to? Who are you real with? Who are you targeting? Which side are you on? Just bad. Just we'll see you on. I'm excited for your exit interview with her. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be fun. Who knows what you're going to ask her, but I'm here for it. I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll ask her about the size of her chances in the house. And yeah, I totally knew that guy too in college that was like, he'd go around to every girl on our floor and be like, yeah, you're the prettiest girl on the floor. Yeah, it didn't work out for him.
No, of course.
Finally, we also get Johnny again. These women are really nervous now about the vote because they don't know exactly who to trust. And so they're like, we need your vote, dude. We need it. And he's again just like dragging his feet, but he's like, all right, well, okay, can I use the Fives company as an excuse then? Can I go to Veronica and be like, look, I can't vote for you because look, you lied to me about Fives company and so on and so forth. Eric goes like, let me talk to Hamza and see if he's okay with letting people know that the information came from him. And I gotta say, I feel like Hamza is the kind of player, if Erica asks him that, he'll be like, yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah. That's I don't fine. Care. Do what you gotta do. Yeah.
Which could be very interesting if this information goes public, especially if it's revealed that Hamza revealed it. There could be a lot more fun happening on the feeds. I don't see a scenario where Veronica stays this week. But there is going to, I think, continue to be a lot of confusion and panic throughout the week because people are not really letting others know where they stand. And everybody has a different view of how this house is structured. And it's very, very fun stuff, Booyah.
Absolutely. I think back, Taryn, to last summer when we would get on the live feed updates and it was like a Friday morning and we already knew what was going to happen the next Thursday. So like the next 6 days, we're kind of like, yeah. So Whistlenut talked to Kevin in their morning walk and it was a fun conversation. And now it's like literally Matt Liguori could do a daily power ranking and it would be different every day. Like it's pretty fascinating in that sense. I'm here for it. Quite frankly, the fact that earlier in the week, we talked about how if the post-ceremony nominations were Maddie and Veronica, things would get interesting. And it's Veronica and Marin, and it's this interesting. You know it's been a good week in the house. And just yesterday alone was enough to stir a lot of things that the next couple of days are going to be really interesting. Like, yes, Veronica is most likely going to go home no matter what, unless something crazy happens. But still, a lot of things are going to happen in the next couple of days. Fives company could still get completely exposed. Veronica could end up being privy to this conversation through Johnny. That could completely make her spiral out into like big talks, big conversations with other people. Maybe she changes her tone and stops coming in from I can protect you to starts actually naming targets. A lot can still be said. And we're 2 days away from the double eviction, which in its own juggernaut. So, good thing. Nothing but good things with BBCan6. The only qualm, obviously, is, you know, more hours to view it, more feeds. But at the same time, the feeds we're getting are so good that I would take half of these feeds over all of BB19's feeds. So win, 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 win.
Yeah, on the Big Brother 19 updates, I was picking at details and extrapolating, like, things that could happen theoretically from these details.
Yeah.
On these Big Brother 6 feeds, Big Brother Canada 6 feeds, I'm having to choose the details that I tell you because only so many of them are going to end up being relevant. But like, there are so many that it's like, okay, I need to like, all right, which ones are the ones that are going to lead to things? Because otherwise, I'm just giving you way too much random information that you're not going to be able to parse through. So... It's either way, it's a lot of work, but yeah. This one is a lot more fun, I think.
Yeah, and like to think that the whole house is on slop. When I found that out, I'm like, damn, it's going to be slow till Thursday. People are going to be out of energy. I mean, by the end of the night, they were ready to sleep, but no one stopped playing. And I feel like the next couple of days, no one's going to stop playing, regardless of the slop, regardless of the cold showers. So let's just keep going. It's just so much fun.
Keep it going. All right. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the dedicated Big Brother feed on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can subscribe to that reality TV wrap up feed where you can get all sorts of great podcasts, including my interview with Kirsten McInnes, the gate crasher. It went up last night. It was a very, very fun conversation. I got on the call with her and we just started talking, just like the two of us. And then we were talking for so long. I was like, I think we should just make this the podcast. And so like the first like quarter of it or third of it is basically just not even meant to be the podcast. Mm-hmm. But that's just how fun it was to talk to Kirsten. So make sure you check that out. She talked about the emotional journey because she couldn't talk about specifics about being a gatecrasher, but she talked about the emotions of like, you know, getting so close, getting cut short, all of it. Very, very fun. I really recommend you guys check it out. And I will warn you that it will make you feel like, oh man, it really does suck that she's not in the house because it would be a lot of fun. But make sure you check it out, The Taran Show on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed, or you can find it just as The Taran Show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And then, of course, check out robhasawebsite.com where you can leave a comment there. You can tweet at us. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Puya is at Puyaism. And make sure you check out our continuing coverage. I will be live tomorrow morning at probably 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll see how late Rob keeps me up here in Reno. And then tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, we will be live with the LFC Roundtable podcast. We'll discuss this whole week and everything and do some more stock watch. And you can basically, the stock watch is a predictor of who's going to go home next week. Whoever Melissa and Brent decide to buy, you know they're in trouble. So it's very, very predictive. And then, of course, I will be live after the double eviction Thursday night to recap everything that goes down there. We'll see if Rob is available to join in. Live. We'll see if Kevin is around. Peely's here, we know. So we've got a bunch of people. We'll see what kind of coverage we've got for you. Not promising anything. There's a lot of poker tournaments and stuff going on, but we got some stuff headed your way. Lots and lots of fun stuff, just like the feeds. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.